This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Chosen well, that is to spend time with us here on the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here today. Kara Schillen is. Jennifer is not amongst the missing. She burns the candle at both ends, as many of us do, but in her case, it catches up with her faster. And thus, she has some kind of sniffly thing. Was it the flu? Her father had the flu, I know that. So that may have gotten in the way of her reality of trying to work 16 hours a day. At any rate, we're here to go through lots of things. A lot of people hospitalized because not of the regular flu, although that does happen, but certainly the situation around the world with people focused on the Chinese and what's going on with the spread of this Wuhan flu, coronavirus. It's interesting. We were talking about places that are closed down. I didn't mention Hong Kong. They have announced, as of the beginning of the week, new border closures with all the people that have died. 17,000 people have been affected or infected. Maybe that's the better word, huh, Victoria? Mm-hmm. Infected,
yeah,
affected.
17,300, I think, is the latest number.
Yep. Yeah, and the alarming thing about it is it's spreading pretty fast. The guy in the Philippines died. So Hong Kong closed its borders with China, stemming the tide. And China has done it from internally looking at the situation. It's really pretty amazing. This is the biggest problem for China they've had, and they've had plenty of them, to be sure. But the thing that bugs me, and that probably has gotten the most comments so far, is the fact that the Chinese government arrested the doctors who first warned about this being a problem. It tells you everything you need to know mm-hmm. about what the Chinese are all about. Everything you need to know. I wanted to say hi to Kevin Cohen in our affiliate at Columbia, South Carolina, WQXL. How do you do? Other people that have followed us in the last day or so, Joan Studley O'Leary, who's on our feed. I just like looking at names and people and what they have to say as it comes to the, you know, back to comments. It's always good to hear what it is that people are thinking about. A lot of folks do react to things that we talk about with regard to our health and well-being. The business about losing weight and all of these things. It's good. Okay. Keep up the comments. That's very nice. Keeps us aware of what you're thinking as much as anything else. The states of Virginia, Illinois, and Nevada have filed a lawsuit, Victoria, to demand that the ERA, otherwise known as the Equal Rights Amendment, be added to the U.S. Constitution. This is a fight that's been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. The ERA was passed when you were not even around. Neither of you were around when this was passed in 1972. I remember I didn't start doing talk till 1974. But it still was something we talked about on the radio, but it was more something I was teaching school then, and it was something that some of the girls in the high school were asking about. The ERA is something that we just kind of take for granted. Don't we today that mm-hmm. women have equal rights? But as far back as, I mean, this is what, 1972 is 47 years ago, right? 48 years ago. And that was when this was passed. You had 7 years to approve it, according to the law. Only 35 had done it. You have to have 38 states in order to have it become a constitutional amendment. But some of the people on the right have raised concerns about the ERA. If it was adopted around the country, it could bolster laws supporting issues they oppose, like abortion and same-sex marriage. You know, I have the really hard, and I don't know why I reserve my thoughts, except that there are a lot of stations that carry this program that have a basic focus of what a lot of talk radio has, and that's right of center thinking. I have for most of my life described myself as a conservative, but not in this way. I don't. I reject the labels. When I think about conservative thinking, it has to do with fiscal policy, has to do with health and well-being, that sort of thing. It doesn't have anything to do with same-sex marriage or things like that. At any rate, there was a conference call that was held with reporters. The Attorney General of Virginia said forces that have denied women equal protection under the law have not been fully vanquished. Why? Who in this day and age has the courage as much as anything else to say, I'm not for that? That seems to me that would be a hard thing. You can say, well, I'm standing up for rights. Why wouldn't you want everybody to have the same right? Why would you put up a roadblock to, it's like women not having a right to vote. That kind of silly stuff for black people now. This Black History Month, a lot of people will pay attention to some of the things that still are a problem for blacks in our country. For me, it's all the same. It's all considered the same. For me, everybody should have the same rights, same equal rights to do everything and anything that is legal. Period. No, this guy can have it and that guy can't. Based on what? What do you base that on? Huh? I'd love to have a conversation with somebody and debate the issue. Why is it that you would not? And I bet you these people don't have the balsam to have public discussions about this. This is stuff, this is sneaky stuff that gets done by politicians and people in the back room because you can't go public with this. Then you shouldn't go. You shouldn't have, this should not be a discussion. Period. End of story. You know what happens? The business about, I was looking at something here, breastfeeding and the problems that people are having still with breastfeeding and, in public. Why are those?
You hear stories about that all the time. It's just so bizarre.
It is.
People like a woman getting thrown out of a Target in Alabama or whatever. Yeah. There's always some southern state that seems to have some headline of kicking a woman who is breastfeeding out of some public place. It's just, I don't understand it.
Why is it different in the South, really? What is there about the being in the South that makes this okay?
I don't know. It's like,
I don't know.
People pretend that things aren't actually happening. It's like, I don't know, for some reason those people are so protective of children and, you know, they're the ones who are anti-abortion and want all kids to be born, and yet when the baby is actually born, they don't want them to be breastfed, which makes no sense to me because that's the healthiest way and also the easiest way a lot of times for mothers to feed their children when they're out in public. So
yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. And also, as a woman, if you have a baby and you don't feed them or you don't pump, it's very painful. So I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I have two sisters who are breastfeeding, and the idea of shaming them for doing that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was also, remember last week I talked about the diaper drive that was being taken, that was being held around the country, looking for diapers for babies that come from circumstances that are less probably healthy than most of us. People, babies, women who have babies, they don't have enough to keep their, enough of either cleaning material, whatever it does, whatever it takes to clean babies, keep them dry and healthy. There were a lot of organizations that I saw that were inviting people to host diaper drives around the country and donate diapers. This is something that started last week, going through the end of February around the country. You can give diapers to lots of different churches. A lot of them are collecting some of these organizations that help mothers who are in need, that sort of stuff. Wouldn't you think, how would that become controversial? Is there what?
Is
there
it? People,
yeah, well, I'm looking at something. There was a group here locally at the Sons of Italy Lodge that had pasta night last week. I think it was Thursday night last week at the lodge. And they had a big sign up to ask people to bring. One of the things they posted online was when you come to dinner, you know, it's a potluck dinner, please bring something, some pasta, and also bring a diaper. If you can find a box of diapers or some diapers, because some of the veterans and local charities in this town were coming up with, they were following this drive to try to find diapers for people who are less fortunate than most of us. Mm-hmm. And it became an issue with some of the people that were there that, well, I'm not going to go to that. If they're going to be raising, if they're trying to raise awareness or they're trying to get people to bring diapers, I'm not going to that thing.
Is it just because they are too lazy to go out and get some? And I feel like people are complaining because they don't want to spend extra money on getting diapers,
maybe.
Which is...
Maybe.
Like, a box of diapers is not that expensive.
I don't know. I haven't bought diapers for 40 years, so I don't know what a box of diapers costs. As a matter of fact, in the day when my children were younger, there was a service called Diaper D or D Diapers or something that came around, and they took the cloth diapers and washed them and gave you enough diapers. That was the time when box diapers became popular, but the reason that they weren't as popular at first, and I think there's a problem now. You know, we always talk about the environment. These things don't, the plastic diapers, there's nothing to break down there other than the poop that's in the diaper, but the diaper itself doesn't break down.
A lot of cloth diapers are back. I don't want to say in fashion, but they're definitely a lot of parents are choosing to use the cloth diapers for environmental reasons.
Yeah, both of my sisters use reusable ones, which they use occasionally, but they found it's easier now when the babies are older, but they found when you have a newborn, it's just kind of impossible to use them because you have to trade them out so often. But yeah, I mean, they are a good option for when the baby is a little bit older.
Yeah, okay. Food for thought, as it were, here on the DJB program. Here's some interesting listener item, or a bunch of items, actually, in the most recent podcast, the DJB podcast. We're talking about what the White House is doing to try to stop John Bolton from publishing his book. I don't know if there's anything new there or not. This is from late last week. Also, the statements from Vanessa Bryant following her husband's death. Here's a petition we talked about on the air trying to put TMZ out of business for reporting on the helicopter crash before Vanessa Bryant knew about it. We also, on the current podcast, talk about the crazy details involved in Jessica Simpson's new book, the announcement from the Bella twins that they're expecting babies this year. You can subscribe to all of our podcasts on the Apple Podcast app. You can get it at Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast. That's where you'll find the DJV Show podcast. You can also find it on DJVShow.com or on Twitter at DJVShow.
Here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Unmistakable Loretta Lynn music. All right, so Loretta Lynn celebrating the 60th anniversary of her first successful single being released. She's 87 years old. Over the weekend, she wrote on Instagram that it was six decades to the day when she signed her first recording contract and released this song. Crank this up, will you, Kara? Honky tonk, listen to that. What do they call that instrument? It's on the... flat
pedal steel
guitar. What is it called?
Yeah, steel guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, here we go. Listen, this is good. Some of the fans in my team pointed out to me that today, 60 years ago, I signed my first recording contract with Zero Records, alongside a photo of the 45 she wrote, quote, it eventually hit number 14 on Billboard charts, and we were off to the races. You and I mailed and delivered records for every radio station we could. I really can't believe it was that long ago. She wrapped up the post expressing how her passion for country music is still burning strong. She plans on making 2020 a great year. Her last album, Wouldn't It Be Great, was released a couple of years ago, 2018. So, there it is. Loretta Lynn. Like this?
I love this.
This Ruby Stool. Another great story. 26 after. On the DJV program with Victoria and Kara and you and I, a little country music. Here's Miranda Lambert now in our focus. She actually's been forced to call up a couple of concerts on her wild card tour because she's sick. She canceled Friday night show in Salt Lake City, followed by Saturday's performance in Denver. She explained, quote, I spent the last 24 hours on the bus trying to get as well as I could, no talking, all the tea in the world, and sleep, meds, that kind of stuff. I'm feeling a lot better, but unfortunately my voice isn't back yet. There's nothing else I can do but wait. It's the worst feeling in the world not to be able to show up and put on a show for you all. There's been a lot of cancellations, haven't there been, this winter of shows? It seems people being ill for whatever the reason. The Salt Lake City show was postponed till the 25th of this month. Denver rescheduled March 2nd. Tickets from the original concert dates all be honored for those of you listening in Salt Lake. That's the cue. You go and take the tickets that you get. Lambert's currently scheduled to resume her tour in Kansas City. Is that Missouri or
I don't know. Ask the president.
I know. That's right. That's too easy. Anyway, Missouri. Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri are the same city. It's across the border, one side or the other. You fly into Kansas City, you fly into the same airport for both cities. So that one will be on the 6th, Wednesday, right? No, Thursday. Thursday. Now.
Thursday, yep.
Thursday for Miranda Lambert. All right, everybody still likes Miranda?
Yeah, she seems to be as popular as ever.
Yeah.
She's still married.
To the policeman, right?
She just had her one-year anniversary, yep.
Yeah. All right, so all the naysayers, there you go. Na, 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 na.
Longer than Pamela Anderson's marriage.
Yeah. 2 weeks. See you later, alligator. There's a country song right there, as a matter of fact, Victoria. Got to be some kind of country storm around all that. It's 28 at the hour here on your friendly DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today we'll bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have 8 witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident, why do you need 9?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Four at the hour, continuing the aftermath of the Super Bowl. That glow will be on the rose for a couple of days, I'm going to guess, or maybe a couple of weeks, depending on how big a football fan you are. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, they're both big football, at least fans of the game. Anyway, I'm Doug Steffen, not necessarily so. Jennifer is out today because of her voice. She's got a little bit of the, not the corona virus. How do we describe? I've seen a couple, of doctors using the term pandemic. I think that's a little out of place, isn't it? It's not a pandemic. Isn't a pandemic is like threatening.
I don't know
the
how
world.
Many numbers you need to, in order to qualify to have a pandemic, but
well, I don't even know. You know, the epidemic, all of this stuff. Sometimes you know as well as I that the choice of words goes a long way toward getting people to react one way or another. There's a lot that, you know, there's a lot in a word. And pandemic seems to me to have been somewhat overused over the years.
Pandemic is just a disease that's prevalent over a whole country or the world. So obviously it's prevalent over China.
Yeah,
I mean, people probably use the word to hype people up. But I think the flu is also a pandemic. And, I mean, the flu is something that happens every year. So that's...
Well, I just don't want to use words, Kara, that induce fear, that's all. But I think we do need to encourage people to think about or to be ready for, or to reduce their anxiety by doing the best they can to be prepared. It's kind of like what happens after the hurricane, you know, that kind of stuff, whether you're prepared ahead of time or whether it's too late and damage has been done. Enhancing your immune system is the number one way to keep yourself healthy no matter what the problem, whether it's a cold, whether it's the flu, whether it's this kind of thing, whether it's cancer. But the only thing that you're not going to find, your immune system doesn't really impact it if your heart, if you have a heart disease or artery problem, that kind of stuff, that's not going to be helped by a strong immune system. But for the most part, having a good, strong immune system saves lives. There are a lot of people, excuse me, who are buying masks. If you're on a flight, I'm getting on a plane later on today again, and I'm sure I'll see a lot of people with masks on, washing your hands. Again, here's a doctor that I have a lot of respect for, actually, who says that using the antibacterial soaps and that kind of stuff, the stuff that you get when you push the button at the airport, supposed to get rid of all the germs, not a good idea, actually. Keep your hands clean, but you don't want to not be able to absorb some of the germs and the bacteria around that are good. You don't have a lot of them. They enhance, you know, the same impact you get around a lot of this stuff, and it helps you to build up your immune system. Also, a lot of veggies do. Eat well. Get enough rest, lots of liquids, that kind of stuff.
Add fresh garlic to everything you can. That's what I've been doing.
Garlic is very good.
Garlic is like, it's Mother Nature's strongest antiviral. It is amazing, the incredible effects of garlic.
How hard is it to grow garlic? I've never grown it. And I guess it's like onions, isn't it? I think it's like growing onions. Mm-hmm. Check with our local farmer. I don't grow vegetables. I take care of animals. Cows, horses, that kind of stuff. Speaking of the farm, bankruptcies are up by 20% in the farm areas. That's one of the reasons that now there's so much focus on some of these farm communities, farm states, because of disruptions there, thanks to the China trade war, and other things are going on as well. But there's a lot of data that's been compiled by the various farm organizations. Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies up 20% this past year. 595 farms sought bankruptcy protection, worst since 2011, when bankruptcy surged by 33% because of the Great Recession that started in 2009, actually, is when it all started. Anyway, the $28 billion, this is where I'm most offended, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The $28 billion in emergency aid for farmers hasn't gone to the farmers who need it. This would be the number one reason that farmers ought not to vote for Trump, frankly. If you're a Trumper and there's nothing he does, that, you know, you approve everything he does and he couldn't do wrong, yada, yada. Well, this is one of the things that in my area of dominant influence, the last couple of years and the money that has been peed away, hasn't really gone to farmers. It's gone to people, way too much of it has gone to people who have no stake, really, other than an investment in some kind of a farm or in some one of the commodity markets. This is completely unfair.
It is pretty shocking, and we've been talking about this since last year.
Shocking.
When you really, there are a lot of watchdog groups that have found, because it's public, it's public record, and
where the money goes.
And they found where the money went, and it's shocking. Didn't they send you a check?
$89.
$89,
But I don't need it. There are a lot of people
but I'm just
who
saying,
need
like,
it.
If you were a working farm and that's what they sent you, and then you find out that people who, you know, own a golf course or, you know, they're getting millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in one check, it is very shocking. And, you know, I remember when I didn't know this until you brought it up, but when Sonny Perdue, I guess he was at a convention or something when he told everybody to go big or get out of farming. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's his message or if that was Trump's, because Trump is now saying the same thing. He was just at a farming convention and said the same thing. Buy more tractors, buy more land. He's saying the same message is go bigger, go bigger. well, if people can't even afford to keep the farm that they have, how are they supposed to go out and buy more tractors and more land? I don't even understand. I don't know. It just feels like they're all so out of touch with an actual farm.
Well, they are. I mean, Trump doesn't know anything about it. To his defense, I describe him all the time as a hamburger-eating New Yorker. He didn't know from nothing about farming.
He's actually the very rare fast food-eating New Yorker. He's not just a hamburger-eating. He's a fast food guy. New Yorkers are. Except for, like, in Times Square, there's a couple McDonald's, but fast food is not that easy to come by in Manhattan, so... But he found it. He loves Taco Bell.
I remember going to the Planet Hollywood. I don't know. That's not considered fast food, though, is it?
No.
In Times Square, the Planet Hollywood?
That's not there anymore. That's...
Oh, is it gone? That's true. Oh, yeah. Since I was eating a meal in Times Square. I thought kind of a cute story out of the game was the story of Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend, who apparently he's been dating since high school, although he's, what, 24? 25, how old is
24.
He?
24.
How old was the other quarterback?
28.
So pretty young when you consider that Brady won how many of the Super Bowls in the last 10 years, what, 3 or 4?
He was four? No, maybe four, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's just cute. I just kind of think it's, I like stories, you know me.
Well, hopefully he doesn't dump his girlfriend now that he's a Super Bowl champ.
Well, he doesn't seem to be that, so I don't know that much about it.
Yeah,
he
does look like a kid. She's definitely all over, like, people definitely know who she is. She's at all of the games, she's, like, screaming on the sidelines, so she definitely seems to be involved. But I said the same thing yesterday. I was like, he's going to get, like, a $40 million contract for each year after this, and he better not, like, get too hyped up on himself now that he's a, Super Bowl champ. I was like, he better marry her, because she's been with him since the beginning through all the rough stuff, so... But
what do you
mean,
rough stuff?
I mean, it's always tough when you're with someone who's always traveling for games, and I'm sure having lots of ups and downs, and he's probably not there that much. And
just be waiting to get drafted into the NFL all through college.
There's lots of stress in that, and that happens a lot where someone's with you before that, and then once you make it big, you dump them and, find some model or something. So, she's been the support system, so I hope he stays with her.
And after the Super Bowl, a lot of eyes were on season 3 of The Masked Singer. I know you don't want to know because you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I love that show.
So why? What is there about it that makes this? This was a huge after, and this was late at night, too, by the way. This was I don't even think the show started until like 11:15 or something after the
game. I was in bed. Yeah, I didn't see it. But it's such a fun show. It's a unique concept. I know it's based on a South Korean show, but over here it's a unique concept. And the fact that they're already on season 3 and the ratings keep going up each season, it just shows that it's fun for literally the whole family. And it's also a big mystery. They give you clues, and so you have to piece together who the singer might be. And last season everyone was convinced that it was Jamie Foxx and it was actually Wayne Brady. So he was the winner. So, and it's just a fun show.
What's the story with the robot? Why is there so much attention on the robot?
Everybody's in different costumes, so I don't know. Maybe the robot is an early pick to be in the finals? I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet, but...
I don't want to give anything away. Yeah, that's the one that I think... gets eliminated, but I don't know anything about who it is. So
okay.
Doug should not bring these conversations up.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. I'll keep quiet.
Well, do you want a little bit of good news?
Yes, I do.
I think you'll enjoy this. Kara just sent this to me. Way to go, Kara. I'm happy to read this as well. So, Kara, when I were talking about the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and, their stupid rules about who can be on the debate stage, well, now apparently they have drastically revised all of this, and so...
Reality check.
Yep. So now what they're doing is they're doubling the polling threshold. They're eliminating the individual donor requirement. That allows Michael Bloomberg to actually take the stage because
they're
he doesn't
under a
take
lot
donors.
Of pressure. Well,
he has no donors. He's using his own money. So now candidates have to earn at least 10% in 4 different polls between January 15th and February 18th, or 12% in 2 polls conducted in Nevada and South Carolina, and then that will get them on the debate stage February 19th in Vegas. And if any candidate candidate who has at least one delegate to the national convention in either Iowa or New Hampshire automatically qualifies for the Nevada debate, too. So that's good news for Bloomberg.
I was at a couple of parties over the weekend, birthday parties, and I got into this conversation with a few neighbors who were talking about some of the local election results and our disdain for their mayor. And then we got into national politics, and somebody was talking about the couple that held the event were gay, and so the focus was on Buttigieg. And then I was putting my jacket on to go home, and I looked at all of them, and I said, Michael Bloomberg will be the next president of the United States. And they looked at me and said, what are you talking about? I said, you wait and see how this all develops. As he's figured it out, I've said this 100 times. I don't want to be redundant, but this is all the effect of what he's doing with the advertising and how I saw during the Super Bowl a spot for him that was very compelling about people who needed help and what he did to help this woman. I forget what it was even, but it was very significant, and that's the kind of stuff that gets to people. You watch it, you're not expecting a political ad like this, and then it shows up that she was talking about a circumstance in which she felt that Bloomberg helped her. Mm-hmm. In her, I don't remember what the essence was. But
yeah, I
know.
Think there was at least one gun violence one where a woman's son was shot.
That was it, gun violence. That was
yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah, that was.
Because he's done a lot of stuff for, gun control and taking on the NRA.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's interesting that they're changing. They have to. The pressure's on. No, they got to do something like that. It's 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that subjects you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now. This is our weekly time for a visit from the Sage of New Jersey.
Sage?
Not Victoria Keeneland. It's Tom Kreidler. Tommy the K, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. And so every week we take focus on a couple of listeners' questions, focus on other things happening at the website that are so helpful to so many people. Here's listener Hal in North Carolina, who put a new shingle roof on his home 6 months ago and now has pine straw piling up on the roof and wondering how much damage there could come from that. I guess that's a good question, along with a lot of other things that can happen to your roof, right?
Yeah, I mean, just because you have the straw from the pine trees landing on it, it's kind of annoying and it doesn't look very good, but it will not hurt your roof, Hal. That roof shingle is going to stand up. In fact, in some ways, I hate to say it, in some ways it actually can help make it last a little bit longer because it keeps the sun off the shingles. You know, because the way the roofs wear is the more exposure to sunlight over, 20 years or so, the more the active ingredients in the shingle, so to speak, will evaporate away and the shingle becomes dry and brittle. So having the pine straw on there actually probably protects it a little bit. But, as I say, it's not very attractive. So I think you got to get rid of the pine tree or deal with it.
All right. That's a good. Well, the pine needles are kind of obnoxious anyway, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? They also clog up gutters.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Too,
yeah.
So it requires a lot of maintenance.
Little, if you have screens on top of your gutters, the needles themselves can get through those little holes.
Yeah, that's right. And they get hung up.
Yeah.
The micro screens, the ones that have the really tiny holes in them, they do wash over those.
Through.
But you're right.
Yeah.
With the regular screens, they kind of they kind of stick there.
Yeah. The Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter. A lot of great tips every week. Sign up for it at MoneyPit.com. You've got some home remodeling projects that people can do. Now, this price tag that's attached to these are under $100,000. Hello.
Under $100,000, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
is this do-it-yourself things? Is this all?
No, just a way of breaking down some big impact projects that can cost less than a grand. Like, you know, your kitchen, for example, you could spend less than $1,000 replacing your countertop, and that's the largest sort of horizontal space, workspace in the house. That makes a big difference. You know, there are things you can do in the bathroom in terms of accessorizing or just swapping out one or two fixtures with one, for example, in the toilet that we use less water, and there's so many new designs today in toilets. That, you know, is a big impact project. Painting is my favorite big impact project. I mean, painting can cost anywhere from, say, you know, $20 a gallon to $150 a gallon, depending on what you're kind of paint you're buying. And, man, does that make a huge difference. So we've got a whole bunch of projects and the step-by-step there in the Money Pit newsletter. And also on MoneyPit.com, where you could further subscribe to the Money Pit podcast and get these tips every single week, actually twice a week. We do two episodes a week on the Money Pit podcast.
So a lot of people who are listening, I found out in my town this past week, 50% of the units where people live in this community are rentals.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times when you're in a rental, whether it's an apartment or a duplex or whatever, you don't have control over the heat. So people throw open their windows. What do you suggest for people?
I know, isn't that silly?
It seems very silly.
They waste all of that energy.
Waste. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, if you live in an apartment, there are some things you can do. There are improvements that you can make that you can sort of take with you, one of which is just simply replacing the thermostat that's in the apartment with a smart thermostat, and then just, of course, throwing that old one away and putting it back when it's time to leave. But smart thermostats are awesome today because, first of all, not only do they have the basic setback features that we've always enjoyed with setback thermostats, but they have the technology to, first off, know if somebody's home. Because if there's no one home and walking around, why have the home heated or the apartment heated to the same temperature as you might leave it if it's empty? Problem is, if you don't have sort of a usual schedule, you know, where you're not maybe the 9-to-5 person, so few of us are these days, that it's hard to get that perfect schedule. But these thermostats do it. They also can be set so that if you're within, you know, a distance of getting home, let's say you have a bit of a commute, you could set it so if you're within 20 miles of the house, you know, the heat turns up to a warmer temperature, and if you're away, if you're at work, it will set itself down to a lower temperature. So there's lots of ways to do that with smart thermostats. You can also make sure that you are keeping furniture away from heating registers, so you're not blocking them. Use blinds strategically to let light in on the south side of the house. You know, those are the sorts of things you can do if you're a renter without spending a whole lot of money and cutting back on that heating bill.
I found a bottle of very expensive furniture polish this weekend. I was thinking how I might look. I was looking around at some of the, you know, natural wood tables that I have. And people are doing a lot of that. I noticed on your podcast you got a lot of tips for furniture repair. So you got tips all over the place.
Yeah, you know, the dings and the dents, the wear and the tear. Some tips on how to pull those out of furniture.
Right, yeah. So they're very cool. All right, all that stuff at MoneyPit.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Tom Kreidler here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.